Hello and welcome to Getting Real with the Fictitious Dishes. Dishes! Make noise! First pod of 2020. It's been a minute. We've been away. I was just checking, and I think our last pod posted in October. Sorry about that.
It's fine. We've been working on these responses.
We have. We've just been spending this entire last few months in front of our computers. We had a very busy fall. We played a lot of shows.
You're right about that, Liz.
We did a lot of stuff, and then it was the holidays. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I should say, my name is Liz. I play the guitar in the Fictitious Dishes. I'm joined by...
Jackie, who plays the bass. Me.
And me, Taryn, who plays the guitar and sings.
Yeah, you admitted it.
Hooray! It's part of my 2020 resolutions.
Take ownership of your life.
I'm the one doing the singing.
We also have an amazing drummer, Maggie, who is not here and will probably not be here for the next few pods, but she's very much still a part of the band and very much here in spirit.
And very much missed.
And very much missed, so yes. Come back to us, Hag.
She's not dead.
Yeah. She'll be back, and we'll get her sage advice eventually. Big news for the Fictitious Dishes. Guys, we've joined the 21st century. We are streaming on Spotify, yeah, Apple Music, Google Play, iHeartRadio, some others I had never heard of.
Doozer or Dizzy? Deezer? I don't know, man.
I had never heard of a lot of them.
Like.
That's like, yeah. Some millennial stuff.
It's some, not even Gen Z, man. Millennials are old now. It's Gen Z.
Really?
Millennials are old and haggard compared to the children of today.
But anyway, yeah, we're very excited about that. That was my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, good job,
Liz. To finally get us on there.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't that hard. Turns out we should have done it a long time ago.
Just sit down and do it?
It takes about an hour of time and $20.
It's that $20 I wasn't willing to part with.
It was the hour of time for me.
Together, we are an unstoppable force.
Yeah, but we did it, and we're real excited about
you
that.
You did it.
Well, yeah, so if you could stream us, if you could... heart us when you're listening to the song, press the heart button, add us to your playlists,
and eventually then Spotify will be able to make a Fictitious Dishes if you like playlist. Mm-hmm. If you listen to us and then listen to other music that you like, mm-hmm, as much as us, mm-hmm, which is probably lots of other bands.
It was funny, I was listening to us, and I have Spotify, the free one, not the premium, so I can't listen to albums in order, which is annoying.
That is annoying.
And I get commercials and all that, and you also, like, generally, you're trying to listen to an album, and eventually it just starts cutting other stuff into it, and I was listening.
Out of the songs, right?
Yeah, but no, but even, like, it just plays, like, three of the songs in the band you're trying
you
to
oh,
listen
really?
To.
Yeah.
And I had to laugh because I was listening to us, and then all of a sudden it just started playing Justin Bieber.
Nice.
Why?
So,
good company?
We
for
need,
him.
I'm right. I mean, he should be happy. He should be thrilled. So, yeah, we need to get a few more listens so maybe that it gets us in there with people that sound a bit more like us rather than the Biebs. But
hey, maybe the people that like Justin Bieber might just love us.
It was his new song that I'm sure his record company paid Spotify $11 billion to just play.
$11 billion.
To just play all the time.
The rainbow.
Are you making fun of my heritage?
A little bit.
You
pot of gold. Just your pot of gold.
Shashar. All right.
If we haven't offended most of the people listening, stay tuned.
Have I said that this is? This is, I said it's Getting Real with the Fictitious Dishes.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't say what it is. It's a podcast where a band gives you advice.
Yes, it is.
We're the band. This is the advice.
Yeah, so let's get to it.
Yes. Turn up your radio.
Taryn, why don't you kick us off? It's on your phone to start. So these came from Craigslist, I believe.
Yes, I harvested them from Craigslist just this afternoon.
We encourage people to send us in your own things that you need advice on, thefictitiousdishes@gmail.com. We don't get a ton of those, so we just go on the internet. And here we go.
So these first two requestions, forced requestions, unsolicited requestions, they're similar, but I guess I'll read them separately just to start. So this is from Daylight $short on Craigslist.
Does it spell out dollar sign?
Or no, okay. It's the symbol dollar sign.
It'd be a lot cooler if they spelled out dollar sign.
I agree. Yeah. I don't know how many characters you get. And he or she is asking, how do you thank people who helped you? They were injured last spring, they say, their first time in an ambulance, at the ER, in a hospital, and they would like to thank the people who helped them during that presumably traumatic event. And so they're wondering, is it too late since it happened last spring? Jackie, thoughts?
No, not too late. Just go ahead. Well, I don't know. How would you find out who is the people that... I mean, no, it's not too late. That's my answer. Not too late. But I don't know how you find who... Anyways.
I don't think it's ever too late to say thank you. I'm sure they would appreciate it. In terms of the ER, I mean, you could just go to the ER and just probably... depending on how you're saying thank you, I guess if you want to leave a specific note for your nurse, that might be a little tough. But if you just want to leave off a edible arrangement or something that they can all share. I will say kind of an embarrassing story from my past. When I was on maternity leave, I had this weird thing happen where my throat started swelling up for reasons I could not discern. And I didn't know what to do, and I thought I was having an allergic reaction to something. I could breathe, though. It hurt really bad, and it was very sudden, and it was a very strange thing. And I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't get a hold of my husband. And I called my mom, who had even worse anxiety issues than I do, and she freaked out and told me to call an ambulance. I didn't want to do that, but then this thing wouldn't go away, and it was getting worse, and it was getting kind of scary. So I did call an ambulance, and these EMTs came, and they checked me out for anaphylactic shock, which I was not having. And then they were like, we can take you to the hospital, but you seem okay. And I was like, no, that's fine. Thank you. But they were very sweet. Yeah. And like I said, I was on maternity leave, and one of them actually changed my son's diaper.
Oh, sweet. Free diaper change.
So,
you probably had to pay for it.
No, I was worried about that. Yeah. Actually, unless you get in the ambulance, the EMTs are free. Don't get in the ambulance.
Oh, it's the ride.
If you're listening to this in America, don't get in the ambulance.
That's good to know. Well, at least on whatever coverage you've got.
But the EMTs
are insurance agnostic.
EMTs were free, yeah. But I did a few days later. I bought a bunch of cookies at the store and brought them to that firehouse that they came from with a note that said, "Thank you for being so sweet and taking care of my son."
Yeah, that's nice.
So, point being is just drop off a bunch of food. They'll love it.
Yeah. Well. So I just want to put in my two cents about, I have felt the way that this person is feeling about is it too late to do a thank you? Because it's awkward. It's been a long time. It's in the course of their job. They're probably who are you? Or not. If you're a hospital worker or an EMT, I've never done that job, but you might remember people better than a layperson like us would expect them to. But it is, I'll say that is been a personal goal of mine is to, even if I forget to say thank you or it comes late, to always say thank you, even if it makes me feel dumb. Because it is a nice thing. When you're receiving a thank you, oftentimes you're just oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that's a nice feeling to give someone who did something nice for you. So that's my two cents. But Liz, what you were saying leads me into my next thank you requestion, which is a different person, lowercase underscore guy, didn't spell out underscore, it's the actual symbol, again on Craigslist, is asking what they can do, he can do, what he can do to thank hospital workers, EMTs, paramedics, after having a visit into the hospital. And Liz... You said...
I guess I kind of jumped the gun here, yeah. Edible arrangement. I feel like food is good. I know it's tricky nowadays because everyone has allergies, but I feel like that's... It's the gesture, so, no one would get mad. If you know the specific person, if you can walk in and say, can you please give this to Dr. Whoever? I think, yeah, a $5 Starbucks gift card. Well, you buy them a cup of coffee, essentially.
It is... Most... hospitals, I would say, because I did briefly research this, have a no, like, cash gifts policy. Mm. So technically, the employee is supposed to surrender any kind of cash gift that is bestowed upon them.
Even if it's in the form of a gift card.
Well, I didn't, like, actually open the PDFs. I just read the lines that were shown in Google.
Look at you doing research for the pod.
As if I don't do research for the pod. Oh, my God. I research everything. But so that's why, like, a cash sort of thing, if it's a $5 gift card, like, I don't know, if you were a nurse and somebody gave that to you, would you be like, yoink, thank you? Probably.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be cool.
But, like, I would say...
It would make me feel appreciated. I'm sure nurses' jobs are not that hard and difficult.
Yeah.
They are, and they're kind of thankless.
Asshole.
I mean,
sure,
you can say that's what the money is for, but yeah, it's exactly. You're dealing with sick people. You're dealing with the unpleasant sides of life.
Yeah. So I think some kind of sealed good also. I think homemade gifts are probably frowned upon because you never know what kind of wackadoo is going to come in and be like, here's my banana bread.
That's what I
made.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Like a sealed container of, you know...
That's what I was going to say, yeah. One reason... Well, A, I'm not much of a cook anyway, and I certainly at that point in my life had no time to be making cookies, but that was another reason I thought, you know, store-bought is probably better.
Manufacturer sealed.
It's a little less about, like, who is this crazy lady?
So that's just an option. Saying thank you in pretty much any capacity is going to be appreciated, though. It doesn't have to be overly thought out or require a purchase of some kind.
And it is never too late.
Yeah, and it's never too late. So don't be an
Gift
asshole.
Away.
Say thank you. Yeah.
If someone came up to you and was like, you held the door for me when I was carrying groceries 5 years ago and I really liked it, would you be like, mad? You'd be like, oh, no, hey, yeah,
like,
you're
wow,
welcome.
That really stuck with you. I must have held that door good.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
No problem.
I am pretty great, aren't I?
It's pretty rude for you to wait 5 years, but... You get the joke.
Lean in close. I'm gonna tell you who I love the most. Lips on ear. I wanna feel you. I want you right.
All right.
What's next, Liz?
I believe the one about the related
See's
candy gift cards. Do we want to let Jack Hay read this one?
Jack Hay.
Sure. I suppose.
Please. All right. So here we go. Is this the gift card one?
Yes, Mo. That one.
Okay. So here is the thing. I don't want gift certificates to See's Candies. An older woman I volunteer for, to know, excuse me, an older woman I volunteer to do favors for me gave me a gift certificate to See's. I would have preferred a gift certificate to Whole Foods. I have told her that it is critical for me to lose weight and I'm enrolled in a weight management classes. I can re-gift this card, but I don't know what to tell her to discourage this gift again. What do you think?
This
is up first.
Well, while I can appreciate that it certainly sounds like this older woman is not paying very close attention to what you're telling her, I think it's rude to really kind of turn down any kind of gift. Honestly, this is an older woman. She may have gotten... She may be re-gifting here. She may not have a lot of money on her own, and someone gave her this card, and she doesn't really want it, so she's giving it to you.
Maybe she really likes
it. I was a little confused by the arrangement. This woman...
The Whole Foods
thing? The old woman is doing favors for the letter writer?
No, the letter writer says that she volunteers to do favors for a older woman.
Okay.
So she threw in an extra me that made it sound
confusing. Okay, that's where I got
confused. Yeah, the recipient of the See's Candy gift card is, like, volunteering to help out this old lady.
Okay. I think
so she felt, like, obliged to give her some thank you.
I think an old lady gives you a gift card, you say thank you, re-gift it, and that's the end of it. Personally.
Sell it on one of those gift card sale websites or whatever.
Or just give it away to somebody else.
Yeah.
Re-gift it.
What about, do either of you have a different opinion?
No.
Oh,
this
ridiculous.
Is great, but I'd like a Whole Foods gift card.
Oh, how rude.
That is so rude. Yeah, all right, fixed income lady. Yeah, you need help doing things that I have to help you to do.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, come on.
I don't know what to tell her to discourage. Just
Don't tell her anything. Or if you want to say, or if you really have to say something, say you don't need to do this.
Like, yeah.
You're like, I'm happy to help you. Please save your dollars. Like, I don't need C's gift candy, whatever it is.
True that.
You know,
true
like.
True.
In like a classic, just flat out, no thank you sort of, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart. You really don't need to do this. And then you get nothing. So if this person isn't going to be satisfied with not getting a Whole Foods gift card, then there's a different territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I can't believe this person's writing in.
Come on. So this is our holiday-related
thank you giving theme
for the podcast.
Yeah, this podcast, again, first one of the new year. It's right after the Christmas season. So there's a lot of gift-giving in this one. Hopefully some of you find it find it helpful.
Yeah. I mean, or too late.
Yeah. Cue this one up again in December.
So, this one I really like. Shall I read it, Liz? Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So this is Am I the Asshole?
We like these.
Our favorite subreddit.
So, for this one, I'll explain the scenario. There's this guy who has a sister, and his sister has loads of children, or just like a couple children. Enough children to warrant her giving him lots of photo gifts of her children. So think like Shutterfly, pillowcases, magnets, beer koozies, blankets, anything she can plaster her kids on, she's given this guy as like Christmas presents for the last couple of years. He says, well, it's nice. I don't have a shrine at my house dedicated to them, which is shocking.
Why not? Why not, sir?
She said, or he says, 1 year, she got him a tapestry thing with her kids on it, and it was huge. Literally covered the entire wall. Whoa. So, this year...
I wonder if this was actually a blanket that this guy thought was a tapestry. Just saying.
I don't know, man. You can get all kinds of shit on the internet.
I'm like the last living person who orders prints, and I get prints off Snapfish, and I see that shit that they're selling. But there's a lot of blankets. I don't know about tapestry. Anyway,
But like a blanket... isn't as big as a wall. Like, what's the biggest blanket in your house?
They can be.
Like, I guess if you have, like, a really big bed. But how small is his house? I don't know. Okay, yeah,
maybe
anyway.
Maybe the house is small.
Maybe he lives in one of those refrigerator boxes, and the lady's just trying to furnish his refrigerator box.
Shipping container house.
Okay, so this year, this guy had a genius idea. That's his words, not mine. Doing the same thing for his sister, except he doesn't have any children, so he'd take a picture of his dog and give it to his sister for Christmas. He put a little tie on the dog, took his picture, printed the picture, put it in a frame, and wrapped it up with a $25 Starbucks gift card, which the lady likes. Nice. She might not be as happy with it as a Whole Foods gift card, but that's a different, that's a different podcast. So she opens up the gift, and, like, her face drops, and she's just, like, furious with him. Like, and the quote that he put in the listing is, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And without a thought, he said, the same thing I do with yours. It'll look good on your coffee table. And she did not like that. But the family was divided on Christmas Day. Most of the family thought it was hilarious. A few other people took issue with him trying to equate a dog with a child. But he doesn't necessarily agree with that. So, the question is he the asshole?
Maybe just a little bit.
I wouldn't go so far as to say asshole. Asshole's not a word I use lightly. I think it's funny, personally, and if someone did that to me, I would laugh. But Yeah, I mean, it sounds like maybe he should have known his audience a little better. Maybe his sister doesn't have a sense of humor about these kind of things.
But shouldn't his sister know her audience a little bit better? If somebody gave you every year weird-ass photo gifts with nieces and nephews printed on them, I mean, I love my nieces and nephews. Slam, Claire, Will, Joe, if you're listening, I love those kids. You gave me a tapestry. It's not going on the wall. It's not going on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. I mean, especially, we don't know too much about this guy. If he's, like, a, like, single guy, like, should she expect his, like, entire swinging bachelor pad to be decked out with pictures of children?
Like, how could I be happy if he's, like, a lady or a man over for, like, a rendezvous? Like,
that's
all
there
is. Children.
That's all I'm imagining is him bringing a date home and them being, like, yeah, also, weird. I just...
And like, and now I'm wondering, the rest of the family who thought it was funny, like, who else is getting these photo gifts? Like, if she's giving it to this, is it just him who's getting the weird photo gifts? Or is everybody like, oh, Marcia, we're so over it. Like, you know? Fine, maybe he was the one brave enough to passive-aggressively, and let's underscore that, it was a passive-aggressive move.
It was.
Funny, but passive-aggressive. But maybe the rest of the family is like, oh, Dave took the hit. Like, thanks, Dave. Like, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's an asshole, but definitely a passive-aggressive move. Again, I just think it's funny, so I just can't.
I love it.
I can't fault him. I just can't fault him.
So, everybody, find a dog. Take a picture of it.
I'm going to be fixing my dog.
Oh, yeah.
I have wanted to do that.
Picture my dog.
We post... No, not a picture of your dog.
We should post a picture of Jackie's dog to go with this episode. Jackie brought her dog, Henry. He's a very sweet boy.
When Liz
if you hear jangling baby, in the background, that's what that is.
When Liz had her baby, my husband and I went over to her house accidentally wearing, like, pseudo-matching tops. And when we got over there, your kid was wearing, like, a onesie that also matched what we were wearing. And so we took a photo of the three of us together. Liz took a photo of the three of us together, and I was like, oh, I want to use this as my Christmas card. Like, surprise! It's us with Liz's kid.
Didn't that happen again? You guys have the photo on your fridge from the 4th of July.
Well, that's the 4th of July. Everybody matches.
It was the 4th of July, and Taryn, Hugh, and
that was
my
the second time.
We're all wearing red and white striped shirts.
It's not a tall order. A red and white striped shirt on the 4th of July.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, yeah, I feel like that's up there. Giving someone a photo gift of, like, yourself just relaxing, enjoying your life in exchange for their adorable children.
I just think, just as someone who is constantly fighting a battle against all the crap in my house, like, I would just be like, I don't want, I don't need more pillows.
Yeah.
I don't need more blankets. You need one blanket, really, on your couch.
Unless someone barfs on it.
Well, yeah, but then you get, all right.
That's a special problem that you have, Jackie.
You only need so many hugs.
Cats and a dog, you know? And then someone just goes, bleh.
But yeah, it is kind of, okay, so then moving the subject, and we should probably cut ourselves off.
Yeah.
But like giving presumptuous gifts, like I sometimes feel like household gifts are presumptuous
gifts. They can be. Yeah. They can be. Although I do have a fun mug that Nick's family gave us, a mug that had a picture of all of us when we went on a family vacation. Oh. And I actually kind of like that mug.
She gave it to you once.
Yeah, that, but exactly. Yeah. It's one mug.
She didn't give you, like, keep giving you gifts of...
And we're on it, too. We're on this mug as well. So it's not just their kid. It's us.
All right. Liz, do we have any events coming up?
Thank you, Taryn. We do. I meant to mention this at the top of the show, and I forgot, and I'm sorry. Hopefully, this show will air in time. Taryn, tell us about Metal Yoga.
Oh, boy, guys. Metal Yoga is back for 2020. We're having our first Saturday class at Society in Kearney Mesa on Saturday, January 25th at 10:30 in the morning. It's 18 bones at the door, or you can buy an Eventbrite ticket on the internet. And you should come. We're going to listen to metal. We're going to do some yoga. We're going to drink some beer. It's going to be chill.
Man, if I could get up on a Saturday morning, it would be nice.
I'm always impressed with the people. There are people who come regularly, and they, like, love waking up in the morning.
Some
I don't.
People love waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
What time is it?
10:30.
10:30, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's... See, I've already been up for 4 hours. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I actually don't have to get up on the weekends. My husband gets up. Aww. But then,
but if you need an excuse to start drinking before noon, metal yoga is your excuse, my friend.
Well, first you have to do the yoga.
You've done some yoga.
My life is my excuse to start drinking.
And then you can have a drink.
You feel real good.
Maybe one of these days I'm going to come back to metal yoga. I just don't know.
Your glorious return.
My glorious return.
Well, I expect all of you to have your metal yoga debut this January 25th, Saturday, Society Tech.
Yes, come to that. And also, if you would like advice on something, you've heard the level of seriousness that we address. It does not have to be a serious problem. It can be a serious problem. I mean, shit, you know.
You just want to, people.
Write to us at thefictitiousdishes@gmail.com. Fictitious is a funny word. Check the spelling. It's thefictitiousdishes at gmail.com. And please rate, review, and subscribe this podcast. Please give us 5 stars. It has to be 5 stars.
No more than
we'll
5 stars.
We'll accept nothing less than 5 stars.
5 stars or GTFO. but yeah, so welcome to 2020. Thank you as always for listening. We hope to be with you somewhat more regularly this year. Although those are famous last words.
We gotta keep it regular, Liz.
High fiber diet.
Advice on that, coming up next time.
Bye.